Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Here at Hadith of the Day and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our sincere condolences to our esteemed listeners on the martyrdom of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful tradition and hadith which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam regarding Imam Kazim, meaning regarding his son. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said the following in reply to Safwan al-Jamal, asking about one who holds this position of imamat. In other words, Safwan al-Jamal was one of the companions of the imam, came to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and inquired about the imamat, who is the person who most deserves the imamat and the leadership. In reply to this, the imams said the following: one who holds this position, meaning the position of imamat, does not play and he is not distracted. At this time, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far, Imam Kazim alayhi salam, who was then a child, entered the presence of his father and this Rawi who were sitting there, and he had in his hand a small billy goat, a she goat, and he was, you know, a child, and he was playing with this small goat. He had it in his arms, and he entered the presence of the Imam. Imam Kazim alayhi salam said the following to this goat, you know, in a very playful manner. He said, "Prostrate to your Lord, usjudi li rabbik," you know, and then he kind of made the goat prostrate in a playful manner. Upon hearing this, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam took him in his arms and hugged him lovingly and said, "May my parents be your ransom. He never plays, nor is he distracted." So indirectly, the Imam was indicating the fact that this person, Imam Kazim, this boy, this child, will be the Imam after me. So just by way of clarification, the Hadith doesn't want to say that the Imam had trained the goat to prostrate. Rather, what happened was that the Imam kind of took the goat in his arms and put the goat in a prostrating position. But I think the theme of the hadith and the tradition is the fact that even when the child was playing, the imam was playing, he was still thinking about God. And so this isn't really the kind of play or distraction that would prevent a person from being hindered from the imamat or the leadership. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.